about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? We're a little grumpy. It's pretty, pretty hot. I live in southern Nevada, and we got some rain. But when the temperature drops to 90... after it rains, it gets sticky, right? You know, we enjoy dry heat, all right? 105, 110 degree heat, I can handle. 90-some degree heat with humidity, can't. I'm sticking to everything. My butt is sticky. The hair on the back of my neck is sticky. The shirt is, everything is all sticky. And you can't cool off. You know, you can put the air conditioning on, but still you got this moisture in the air. And when it rains in Las Vegas, the humidity will stay, I think, a little bit longer than you'd think, because the city is so shocked that there's water out there that I guess, you know, it just kind of hovers as we all look at it in doubt. So I apologize if I'm grumpy, and I really have nothing to complain about. I mean, look at what's going on with India and their power failure. What happened? I guess subways are down. Traffic is at a standstill. I guess more than 500 million people are without power. They're going to need some powder because it's going to be hot. I tell you that. I don't know what caused the power failure. They're thinking maybe it was a solar flare. You guys been hearing about these things, these solar flares, right? They've been trying to mess with us for a while. How come we've never heard of solar flares before? Have we, and we weren't paying attention? Or is the sun doing a lot of the solar flaring? And then if so, I mean, if the sun is menopausal and it's, you know, going through all these little hot flashes, somebody give it something. Because this is pretty scary stuff. If a solar flare could do a grid failure such as this, where a country is down, I mean, just, I don't get it. I don't know. All right, what else do they think? Let me see. They think maybe the blackout was caused by excessive demands on the grid because of low monsoon rains. So I don't know, but I feel for them because hospitals are on backup generators, offices, businesses, everything closed. You know, this is like Y2K, but worse because it's in the summer. So we'll see what happens. Big congratulations to Michael Phelps, right? He now tops another Olympian, Larissa Latinina. She is the one that held the record. I think I goofed and I said Mark Spitz the other day. Mark Spitz was the Olympic swimmer that Michael Phelps had been, idolizing, as we all did. Mark Spitz was pretty hot, even with the mustache. That's when mustaches were hot. You know, I think mustaches after Tom Selleck were one after that. I think we were done with mustaches. Tom Selleck was probably the hottest person with the mustache, and the mustaches were done. But Michael Phelps won his 19th medal, beating Larissa Latinina, who had won 18 Olympic medals in gymnastics for the former Soviet Union. She's like 77 years old now. I think she even attended one of the last races. She put on a lipstick. She smiled at Michael Phelps. That's pretty cool. She was an Olympian during 1956 and 1964. I know. Well, the good news is I think Michael Phelps is out of his depression. I mean, he looked happy, right? I mean, one thing to cure you of depression is, you know, to win, you know, a couple Olympic medals. So I think he's good. He'll get some endorsements. He'll get to make money again, and he'll get to be a hero. I mean, you don't want to retire. You don't want to leave on a note like a couple days ago. But if he finishes, and I still think he has a couple more races, if he finishes on this note, That's success, and good for him. I mean, I didn't want him to be depressed and everybody kind of, you know, criticizing him. It was kind of sad. So good for him. You know, it's hard when the, you know, new young chickadees come and, you know, like a Lochte, and then start beating your time. I couldn't do that. We were talking about that yesterday. I mean, that's very difficult. Once you hit a level of success and then you aren't able to achieve it again, You could get depressed. No wonder Michael Phelps was depressed. I mean, I don't know what else he was depressed about. We all look like, really? You were depressed? I mean, you're rich, please. Money can't buy happiness. It actually can. I've seen so many cases where people were sick, didn't have money, I think to some degree, yes, money does by some degree of happiness. And I think it kills us when we're struggling and we see people who appear to have everything upset. Yeah, what's going on with Kristen Stewart? Right? She cheats on, is he Robert Pattinson? I haven't watched any of the Twilight movies. I'm so sorry. I watched True Blood, and I think that's enough vampire stuff for me. So I guess she, right, has, you know, probably the boyfriend dream of a lifetime. They met, I believe, on the Twilight set. And then I guess she supposedly cheats on him with the director of the Snow White and the Huntsman movie. And you look at this going, why are you doing this? Well, and if she later becomes depressed, I'm sorry, she caused this to herself. I think she's a great actress. I don't know why when you have everything, you have to mess it up. Do some people do that? Are they just in a self-destruct? They just have to mess it up. Like Scout Willis, I just saw this. You know, Scout Willis, one of the Bruce Willis, Demi Moore children. I guess she was sentenced to a couple days community service and 6 months probation for her underage drinking and fake ID. I mean, I guess, you know, when John McClane's your dad, you kind of get off easy, right? I mean, do you really have to just go and screw things up? You have so much opportunity. I guess Dennis Hopper's kid is now accused of raping a teenage girl, right? Dennis Hopper's kid, what's his name? Henry Hopper, 21 years old, has been accused of raping a teenage girl after giving her drugs and alcohol. What is wrong with these people? I mean, do they not want to be wealthy? Do they not want to be in the Hollywood eye? Do they not want to have an actress for a parent? Are they trying to just get attention? What are these people doing? Don't be stupid. And don't think you're above the law, although it looks like a lot of these Hollywoodites seem to get really only 2 days. 2 days community service, that's it. 2 days. And look at Lindsay Lohan. That's like a revolving door. Oh, we have to feel sorry for her because remember Herbie Goes Banana was her peak. Yeah, Herbie Goes Bananas. What was it, the Herbie Goes Banana or just the Herbie movie? There was Herbie Goes Bananas. Well, it was the later remake of the Herbie movie. Again, no wonder she's depressed. All right, well, anyway, I'm glad Michael Phelps is out of his funk. I was really excited about that. Let's get to some medical news and headlines when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, a frightening report was released by the House Judiciary Committee saying that thousands of illegal immigrants that should have been deported but instead were able to stay and were allowed to stay in the U.S. ended up committing 19 murders, 3 attempted murders, and 142 sex crimes. This is probably no shock to a lot of us. I mean, the Obama administration kind of has brought back don't ask, don't tell, except it's now being used for immigration status. Please don't tell us your immigration status, and we won't ask. But this is crazy. This is crazy. They say 40, let me see here, let me read this to you. They say 16% of the nearly 47,000 illegal immigrants the administration was notified of but declined to deport between 2008 and 2011 under its Secure Communities program have gone on to be charged with other crimes. They were a part of 160,000 immigrants. Most of them were here legally, who were flagged by Secure Communities during the three-year period, who were later charged in nearly 60,000 more crimes. They were allowed to still resorb back into the community, even the illegals. They say the Secure Communities Program was designed to identify immigrants who end up in state and local prisons and jails who the administration decides it wants to deport. They say hundreds of thousands of aliens have been sent back home under the program. 160,000 were not put in deportation proceedings during the period under review. About three-quarters of those weren't eligible for deportation because they were legal immigrants and their criminal records did not rise to the level of deportation. Really? Really? What is the current immigration process? What, don't you have to be crime-free? Don't you have to, you know, show that you're going to be a good, upstanding citizen? Yet here, you could be here, commit a crime, and nothing happens. They say but nearly a quarter could have been deported, but weren't. These are the ones that went on to commit 19 murders, 3 attempted murders, and 142 sex crimes. Committee Chairman Lamar Smith said the Obama administration could have prevented these senseless crimes by enforcing our immigration laws. What's the point in having a law if you don't enforce it? Honestly, what is the point? Why do we have an immigration process, right, where people are supposed to go by the book, take their test, become a citizen, or apply for their green card, apply for the visa? Why do we have an immigration process if in certain parts of the country, we just allow people to come in illegally, and we do nothing about it? You know, and then you also wonder, what is going on with Homeland Security and our borders? How are thousands of people still getting through? How is this happening? Remember that horrible truck accident that happened in Texas? Many of them, they believe, were illegals in the truck. How did they get through? I mean, don't you think it was kind of noticeable? With, you know, people falling out of the truck? I don't get this. I don't get it. All right, they say the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the agency responsible for deportations, said many of those identified by Secure Communities and detailed in the report either weren't eligible to be deported or were released by local officials before ICE could respond. Why? I mean, is it just me, or does it look like our whole immigration process or our whole Homeland Security is a complete farce? And this is embarrassing because I'm reading this. What source is this? I mean, it's all over. I'm reading this from the Washington Times, which means other countries can read this. It's on the internet, right? This is an embarrassment. This is an absolute. Do any other countries have this type of issue where, all right, yes, you're illegal, but please don't, you know, don't tell us. We're not going to ask. Don't ask, don't tell. Yeah, we should deport you, but we're not going to. And then you go on and you get to commit crimes. What other country allows this? Well, we're America. We're supposed to be, you know, open to everybody, and we don't want to racially profile, and we don't want to be racist. It's not. We're talking about all immigrants, no matter where you're from. Whether you're from Germany, whether you're from Mexico, whether you're from Japan, whether you're from Zimbabwe, you all have to follow the same immigration rules and the same immigration pathway. And if that occurs, nobody could accuse you of being racist. Nobody could say you're not being politically correct. Everybody gets treated the same. If everybody gets treated the same, then there's no discrimination issues. If you're not a legal citizen, or if you are not a legal alien or here legally, but going through the proper process, you're deported. Get back in line and do it right. You do it right. No. Don't deport them. That's okay. We'll let this one slide. Well, then why would anybody go through the normal process? What incentive is there to go through the normal process? Now, what happened to these people? I don't know. I don't see that in this report. I don't think they've released that. But that's pretty scary. I mean, what is the Homeland Security's job? Who are we paying to protect us? And why can't we start firing people? If illegal immigrants are coming into our country and then turning around and killing us, or sexually assaulting us, or attempting to kill us, or raping us, whoever we are paying our tax dollars to protect us, should be fired. Fired. Where's the safety? Where's the security? I just don't get it. I don't know. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You just don't be hypocritical. All right, you know, if we want to show strength, then we take a stand and we stay firm. None of this wishy-washy stuff. Either you're legal or illegal. Either you're an alien who's here illegally, or you're an alien who is here legally. Did I say legally? Illegally? It's too many words. You take a stand. If the country wants to show it's strong, you don't dink around with us. Yeah, but the election's coming up and Obama needs voters. Well, look how weak this is. People could come into our country and commit heinous crimes. That's and we do nothing about it. Or they could commit quote unquote crimes that aren't worthy of deportation. So what they're saying is you could come here illegally. You could commit a crime and you won't be deported. In fact, it doesn't even feel like it doesn't even appear they're being detained. What are we telling people? Are we that weak? Are we in a state where we have absolutely no police force, no National Guard, such that, you know what, guys, if you perform crimes, we can't handle it. We can't, you know, handle the crimes. We can't handle the number of inmates. So I guess we'll triage which crime you've done and decide, if it's not bad enough. A crime is a crime. Doing something illegally means you did something illegally. Don't legalize something that's illegal. If not, then you need to legalize it for everybody. If you're going to let illegal immigrants steal and not deport them, then stealing should not be considered illegal. And then let us U.S. citizens steal. We're here legally. We pay taxes. Why do illegal immigrants and aliens get more rights than us U.S. citizens? Why do they get more get-out-of-jail-free cards than we do? Why is that? Oh, because I vote for Obama. Well, then guys, let's just do this, okay? Before we perform a crime, wear a T-shirt saying, I'll vote for Obama, so don't make me go to jail. Or don't deport me. It's not going to happen. Boy, we kiss people's butts. I don't get it. I have no problem with people coming into our country legally. We want immigrants. My family, we're immigrants. I'm a first generation American on my father's side, third generation American on my mother's side. All right. So our family, my great grandmother came through Ellis Island. My grandparents on my father's side escaped the Holocaust, fled to Israel, came to California in the 60s, and they went through every process and procedure they had to. And they did it right. And then they paid their taxes and they learned the language. All right. I am for that. I am for us having a phenomenal immigration process, keep it an open door, and just, you know, be here with our arms open for people who are oppressed. Remember, most of my family was killed in the Holocaust. Of course, I'm for countries being open and allowing us to come in. But what would incentivize anybody going the proper route when you could just come in illegally, hang out in California with don't ask, don't tell, get arrested for a crime, and just be let go? There's no incentive to go through the process correctly. No incentive at all. Hopefully you have some ethics. So, you know, I know some of you are probably like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, it was only 19 murders. Yeah? What if one of them was your family? What if one of them was your... 19 murders is a lot. And what, 142 sex acts? Really? All right. Sexual assaults. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the seal flu that everyone's freaking out about. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of 2 cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of 2 cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And for those of you that have a Facebook account, it's very easy to find me on Facebook. There's a Facebook page. My personal account, I don't really use that much anymore because it's once it maxes, it's pretty clogged. So I visit my Facebook page every day. Please find me there. Click on like so we can connect. It's a great way for you to get up to date on certain news stories and medical updates as they come in. And, of course, for those of you with an Android phone, we have the Dr. Dahlia free app. Please download that at your app store or go to the Dr. Dahlia website, find the icon, click on it, and download the Dr. Dahlia app. Okay, so what's going on with this seal flu? Right, first we had swine flu. Then we had the avian flu. Then swine flu came back, and now there's seal flu. Not the kiss from a rose on the grave. Not that one. It's Seal Flu. You know what? I wasn't trying to sing on key. That, you know, that song was the song at our wedding. My husband and I, the kiss from a rose on the grave. I don't know, you know, da, 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 da. I don't really know the song. I can't sing it. I wanted Hakuna Matata. He originally wanted Baby Got Back, and no, that wasn't allowed. And then we were thinking, why don't we get drunk and scared? But my mother-in-law wouldn't let us use that song. So we used the Seal Kiss from a Rose song as the song we danced to. And the Macarena was big at the time when we got married, so we did that. But anyway, okay, so Seal Flu. They say there is a new and virulent subtype of flu bug that has the potential to spread to humans. Not yet, though. Not yet, but it has a potential. And remember, flu is in the virus family. And viruses, like HIV, like swine, like flu, these are very smart, crafty type bugs. Now, what's been happening is this seal flu has been killing seals. Over a four-month period, beginning last September, WebMD reports that 162 harbor seals were found dead or were dying along the coast of New England. Remember when that was happening? All right. And then an investigation by virus hunter W. Ian Lipkin identified the killer, a mutant flu bug that was transmitted to the seals by seabirds. The virus was isolated from the seals, had undergone a series of mutations. It became able to be spread from seal to seal. It became able to infect the seal's airways, destroying lung tissue, allowing secondary infections to set up camp, and it became more virulent. Remember, these bugs can mutate. These viruses mutate. A mutation occurs as they reproduce. Now, they think that because it has acquired mutations and has gone from birds to seals, what's to stop it later from going to humans. Now, all right, this article is being published in MBio, a journal of the American Society for Microbiology. I got to tell you, if you ask me which science I really love the most, was microbiology. You have biology, you have your chemistry, you have your organic chemistry, you got your botany, you got your herpetology, but microbiology is cool. That's where you get to work with the viruses and the bacteria and the microscopes. That stuff is cool. I don't think I've ever disliked any of my microbiology classes. I really dig that kind of stuff. Okay, but anyway, so I'm going to kind of break this down. It's going to sound a little confusing, but it'll make sense at the end, I hope. If not, my boss is going to hire another host. All right. They say the basic type of flu virus isolated from seals has been around for a while. It's called the H3N8. Now, remember, we have the H1N1 virus, right, with the swine flu. This is called H3N8. Okay, the H3N8 virus had caused flu in horses back in the 1960s when it entered the U.S. Then dogs somehow got involved. There was a canine H3N8 form that back in 2004 caused an outbreak among racing greyhounds. And they believe that that came from the horse H3N8. So we've already seen within a decade the H3N8 transfer from horse to dog. Now, dogs are spreading it to each other very easily. Okay? Now, they say neither the equine, the horse H3N8 or the canine H3N8 flu bugs will bother humans. But they say the seal form of it could. Now, they say seals, like pigs, may be able to harbor bird and mammal flu viruses at the same time. Now, let's go back to the H5N1. Now, remember, okay, there's all these H3N8s. I should really give you guys a pop quiz on this one. H3N8 was horse and canine, okay? And now it's in question with the seals. H5N1 is that deadly bird flu, right, that killed multiple people in Asia. Okay? This deadly bird flu is carried by seabirds. They're worried that the mammal-adapted H3N8 with the horses and the dogs and the seals could combine with this deadly H5N1 bird flu, and then we really have a rip-roaring nasty virus. They say the H3N8 virus, the seal virus, already has learned to spread from the birds to the horses, the dogs, and the seals. And they believe researchers have shown that the H5N1 bird flu is capable of mutating to a form that spreads among humans. So if a bird is starting to carry this H3N1, it also has the H5N1, they do lovey-dovey, it could turn into a real nasty H3H5N8N1 type of virus. Okay, so what do we do? I don't know. I really don't know. From what we understand, Tamiflu and Relenza, I believe, are still effective among many of these flu bugs, these flu viruses. We were really scared years ago when people started hoarding these antiviral medications, Tamiflu, et cetera, with the swine flu, because Tamiflu was on back order and nobody could get it. Now, I know it'd probably be a good stock to invest in. I don't invest in stock. I need to. If I had money, I could do it. But I'm sure as long as there's no Tamiflu resistance, Tamiflu would probably be one of the drugs of choice. However, we don't know. I mean, remember, these things mutate. If they could mutate to a form that affects horses and canines and seals, and look at the difference. Look at how different these animals are, plus birds. Huge range of genetic differences. But if they still have no problem infecting the wide range of animals and then later mutating to a form where it could be virulent and highly virulent in humans, who's to say it can't easily mutate a resistance gene? So, you know, these things are, this is what we pay people for, to study and to watch. You know, my worry is, will anybody tell us? I mean, now we got this Ebola outbreak, right, in Uganda, is it? That's pretty scary. We need to talk about that later this week and, you know, what's going on there. Pretty frightening stuff. But, you know, one thing we know about viruses is you just don't turn your back on them. All right? These things, all they do is replicate. That's all they do. That's all they have to do. And when they replicate and replicate, there's so much room for error, mutation, and variation that absolutely these things can change. Remember I had brought up with the HIV virus to two different teachers, one in my undergrad microbiology class and one in my virus class, virology class in medical school. And I had asked both teachers, two different people in two different cities, could the HIV virus, if it's such an intelligent virus, ever mutate to a respiratory form where we could spread it by kissing and respiratory droplets? Both of them, within seconds, no hesitation, said absolutely. Now, thank God that was about 15-plus years ago, and we still haven't seen HIV turn airborne. But the fact that the specialists in the field, you know not to underestimate and are just, you know, ready and waiting and looking out for, expecting these viruses to mutate to more virulent forms means, you know, we shouldn't take these things lightly. And so, you know, hopefully we don't have a scare if the seal flu ever changes. I don't know if anything's going to come of this. You know, we got all these, you know, different H3N8s. And then my question is, we're talking about H1N1, H5N1, H3N8. What about like an H2N17? What about an H40N71? Where's all the other H's and the N's? That's what I want to know. What are they doing? I hope someone's watching those. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Today only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right, Rachel writes, Dr. Dahlia, how do you get over someone who dumped you? It's been 3 weeks, and I can't eat, sleep. I can't stop thinking about him. I really thought he was the one. And she goes on about how they met and what happened. You know, it's a good question. You know, we've all been dumped. I don't know about you. I don't know about Kyle. Me, I've been dumped a lot. I mean, of course, I was dumped by every guy I ever dated until my husband. And still, I don't know when he's going to throw me out. I mean, we've been married 15 years. I think he feels obligated to live with me. You know, I'm not the easiest girl. But, no, being dumped is rough. And there's a variety of reasons why it's rough, obviously. But sometimes it just kind of, you know, puts the lid on the jar or the icing on the cake is a lot of times what they say when they dump you, because that's what broods in your head. I mean, probably one of the reasons why you can't eat and sleep and can't stop thinking about them is you're fixating on one aspect of either the relationship or the breakup. You know, things that just continually resound in my head are, you know, Dr. Dahlia, or no, my boyfriend's never called me Dr. Dahlia, but, you know, Dahlia, you're not going to bed. Dahlia, your voice is annoying. Yeah, I've heard it all, right? And that just keeps playing, playback, not good in bed, but yeah, heard up. Dahlia, I'm gay. And I was like, no wonder I've turned so many men gay, I tell ya. And you just sit there and you think, okay, what did I do wrong? What did I do? And, you know, we've also had this discussion when we talked about being cheated on. All right. You cannot fixate on what the reasoning for the breakup was, because 9 times out of 10, the reasoning for the breakup isn't really true. Right. Sometimes let's say, well, for example, I don't want to go into the cheating because, well, really quickly, I mean, we've talked about that. When somebody's cheated on, wife cheats, husband cheats, etc. Many times when the breakup happens, they say, well, I cheated because you let yourself go, you got fat, you didn't want to have sex with me anymore, you wouldn't talk to me, you ignored me, you're always gone. That's not why people cheated. People cheated because they couldn't keep their pants or their panties on. That's why. All right? You know, yet, to make themselves feel better, they tell the spouse it was their fault. Well, sometimes similar things happen with breakups. You know, some people, they go, you know what, I just turn, you know, what could be the truth, like, well, you turned me off, I found somebody better, you want to be a virgin till you get married, and I want to have sex now. So you don't get those reasonings, okay? Sometimes what they'll do is they just won't call you anymore. They won't call the radio show, they just won't call you, right? Or they say they had to go out of town. And they didn't have to go out of town, right? Or they tell you they're gay when they're not. So like I said, you cannot fixate on what was said because you're going to be spending too much copious amounts of energy on something that may not even be an issue. Now, mourning the loss of the relationship is very natural, and that's okay. You know, I can't tell you how many people I thought was probably the one. You know, I was in eighth grade. He looked like Justin Bieber. You know, he's the one. And you end up mourning, A, the life that you just had with that person, going out every Saturday night, sleeping next to the person, feeling loved, getting birthday presents, etc. All right, because now that person's gone from your life, so you're mourning. And you're also mourning the future you thought you were going to have. Now, ladies really seem to brood over it more than men, because remember, women are nesters. So anybody I dated, of course, I was thinking what the white picket fence would look like, what our children would look like, what our house would look like. But guys dating me when I was younger, they were just thinking until next Saturday. And I'm not saying that to wrongly stereotype men, but they admitted it. Like, what are you doing thinking about what we're going to be like when we're 40? That's ridiculous. But a lot of women do that. So, and then you're already planning. You're like, well, this is great. Because, you know, because remember, you know, women have to be selective, right? You know, who they open their knees for. You know, and I hope they're selective. They should be. Hopefully you keep your knees closed till you marry. You know, then you didn't, you know, pick the wrong guy. Luckily he married you and, you know, then you have sex with him. But I know many people don't opt to wait like they should. So, you know, when you mourn the future you have, the mourning process, yeah, it could take weeks, it could take months. You may never get over the person. You may never. You know, many of us just never get over our first love. You have to. You have to. And, you know, if you can't do it on your own, if your friends can't help you, I think a therapist is definitely warranted. Why not? You know, it doesn't mean you're quote-unquote crazy. I think seeing a therapist is good for a variety of issues. I'm nervous about our financial situation. I'm nervous about my boss and the job I have and, you know, what can I do to improve my job performance? Therapy can be used for a variety of things, so I'm a huge fan of that. But again, you need to stop fixating on certain aspects. Yes, you're going to mourn, but the sooner you realize that person wasn't the one, the better off you are. Now, we received a call yesterday, and I couldn't play it because the quality wasn't there, where she wants to get him back. This particular caller, and I get a lot of these. I apologize for not playing a lot of these calls because sometimes I don't want to talk about relationships that day on the show. So, you know, I put them off. But one call last night, which kind of fits with this recent email, how do I get him back? Don't. If he doesn't love you, if he doesn't want you, you can't force a person to love you. You can't. You know, that's why when a lot of couples get back together after somebody cheats, or, you know, they kind of force it to happen because they're afraid of going through the divorce proceedings. Those relationships don't last. If the love isn't there, it's not going to last. You can't force a person to love you. You can't force a person to fall back in love with you. You know, when it's over, a lot of times it's over. Now, you will hear of these cases where, you know, people broke up for a variety of issues. And then what, like Kate Middleton and, you know, Prince Henry? Oh, why can't I think of his name? Wait, there's Prince Charles. Is the son's hat, why, I don't know. I saw him on the Olympics yesterday. All right, anyway, they broke up and got back together. So it does happen. It does happen. But in the newness of it, don't sit there and try to fixate on how to get him back. Don't do that. It's a waste of your time and energy, and you need to be strong. And take it from me. You are going to be dumped over and over and over again. We all do. We all do. You know, and it hurts. You know, I have two young boys, 12 and 9. They'll watch these movies, you know, where somebody gets dumped. And, you know, they'll go, oh, I hope that never happens to me. And I tell them, it will. You know, it's going to happen to you. But, you know, what you do is you come to your mama. We'll have ice cream, right? We'll get into our robe and our bunny slippers, and we'll watch Harry Met Sally all night long. My husband's like, oh, no, that's not what happens when you break up. We go out for beers. But, you know, I don't want my boys getting hurt. And you know they're going to get hurt. You know, you look at your kids and your grandkids and you're like, oh, they're going to get their hearts broken. You know, because it happens to all of us. I mean, there's a select few that get to marry their high school sweetheart, and God bless them. And I think that is wonderful. But for the rest of us, we play the field and we get hurt. You know, but what you need to do is you need to turn it around to a teaching lesson. You know, I can't tell you how many times I was cheated on by boyfriends, but I got to tell you, I'm good at figuring it out. I am way good, right? I know what different soap smells like. Someone comes home and takes a shower. Someone's hiding their cell phone. Someone gets all defensive about where they were. I mean, after a while, you know. So use that. Remember, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade and throw some Bacardi in it, right? You know, I mean, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, right? If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. All right, so, you know, and it stinks that you're going through the hurt, but it's going to make you wiser, and it's, you know, it's going to prepare you for hopefully the person that you will fall in love with. And I tell this to everybody, and I'm usually right. You're going to be glad he broke up with you, because the person you probably do end up with would be the one that was your Mr. Right. All right. Look, Kyle, I'm with Kyle. Thank God Kyle's with the show. He's this show's Mr. Right. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.